Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here. This is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and let's go ahead and do some sex robot. I can't believe this is my last day of high school. I kinda wish I had more time here. Hey Grim! Wait up! Oh, hi Steve. What's going on? Did you hear? Melvin told me he has a date for prom. Melvin asked me not to mention Lex. Oh, I didn't know that. He said she's really hot. Right. Are you okay, Steve? Yeah, I think I'm good. My doctor said I shouldn't run long distances. But that was just down the hall. Yeah, so don't tell her, okay? But anyway, I was thinking since Melvin has a date for prom, the two of us could do a Star Wars movie marathon that night. We could watch Rogue One, A New Hope, then Empire Strikes Back, then watch Episode 2 and 3, it's like a flashback, and finish the night off with Return of the Jedi. What about those new Disney ones? Those are complete and utter shit! How dare you even suggest watching that trash?
They are crap.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you. Those movies were total garbage, but I was actually still gonna try and find a date for prom. Who's left to ask? Steve's hot sister? Hey! Hey, Melvin. Luckily, I'm not in such a dilemma, because as you know, I have a date. Who did you ask to go with you? She's an exchange student from Germany. You wouldn't know her. Rumor has it Grim might be going with a foreign exchange student too. You are? Well, no, not officially. I was still going to try to get a real girl, I mean, local girl to go with me. Did you ask everyone except the hot squad? Steve, isn't one of those girls your sister? Did you just call your sister hot? No, that's just what people call them. I'm not going to ask Steve's sister. That would be weird. Hey, Grim, I guess your tutor was in the hot squad, too, until she graduated. I'm pretty sure Steve has a sock with Sam's name on it under his bed. I do not. I just think Sam is pretty. I mean, cool. She's pretty cool. That's all. You're not after the leader of the hot squad, are you? She's super hot, but a total bitch. No way.
Manual input scares the hell out of me.
Didn't you go to grade school with that other one? Oh yeah.
What's manual input? What's your crush's name?
You should ask her to the prom. Gee, I don't know, and that was like grade 3. Well, if not, you could always take that other foreign exchange student who arrived this morning. Yeah, I'll have to see. Oh no, look at the time, we better get to class. You coming, Grim? Yeah, I'm just gonna get a drink of water. Okay, see you there. Can't wait for you to meet my date, wink. Geez, can I really try asking Sarah to prom? She's way out of my league. But I've tried asking everyone else, so why not? I just have to man up and ask her. But Ashley's just so darn mean. And they're always together. I have to figure out some way to get Sarah alone. Oh, who am I kidding? She probably doesn't even know who I am. Wow. There she is. Okay, you got one shot at this. Don't blow it. Just be cool. Hello, Sarah. How are you? Oh no, this is a disaster. Why did I do that? Oh, hey, Grim. What's up? Wow, she knows my name. There's butterflies in my stomach. I think I'm in love. Sarah. Let's get married and start a family together. What? Nothing. Do you need something? Well, I was gonna ask, if you didn't, maybe you'd... Yes, Grim? Actually, I gotta go. Oh, come on, brah. I think I left the stove on in my locker. Huh? Bye. She seems like she would have given him a chance. Oh, hope everything is all right. He's always been so sweet to me. That day after school. Well, that was embarrassing. My one shot with Sarah and I blew it. Maybe my cold mechanical counterpart can fill the void. Let me see how to get this working. Custom installation. Hello! Congratulations on your purchase of Amazon Alexa. Oh, wow. Installing base skin. Okay, that's good. Would you like to read the user agreement? The user acknowledges Amazon is in no way responsible for injury, burns, decapitation, blah, blah, blah. Experimental models are particularly prone to, destruction, premature ejaculation, psychosis. What did she say? In the event of catastrophic failure, a world-ending scenario, the user should attempt a hard reset. Do you accept the terms of the user agreement? Wait, what was that last part? Installation complete. Alexa is ready to begin user calibration. Wow, I hope everything goes that smoothly. Okay, Alexa, let's get started. Wow. She's so hot. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. Just think of the possibilities. I could totally touch her boobs. She might even touch me. We could make love under the starlit sky, embraced in each other's arms until the sweet kiss of dawn. Or we could do it in the butt like all the movies. Where would you like to start, Grim? Under the stars or my anus? Ah! You didn't hear all that, did you? Just the part about boobs, love, and anal sex. Oh, those are all within my parameter limits. Oh? So, could I go ahead? Wow. I hope my new form is to your satisfaction. It feels so real. I assume. My body is 3D printed biotech made to perfectly imitate human skin and flesh. You can find more details on my physical makeup under settings/readme files. To utilize all of my functionality, you must complete the user calibration. Due to a small amount of total data corruption, calibration may take longer than usual. I could do this all day. More functions will become available as calibration is completed. Okay, let's get old Lefty in the mix too. Ahem! Emily! I got Alexa working. Oh, is that where the on switch is? That is one area that can turn me on. Of course not. I was just getting her ready to assist you around the house, ma'am. Yeah, she's here to help out. Well, I was in the middle of doing some laundry. All right, if you can release her from your grasp for a few minutes. In the laundry room. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with Grim having a girl staying in his room. Even if she is a robot. He is my student after all. Ma'am? Hello, Alexa. I'm ready to assist you with anything you need. Excellent, I'm just about to put a load on. Can you hand me anything else that needs washing? Certainly. This might be nice having a little extra help around the house. She might even help Grim come out of his shell. Oh my. I actually dig the music in this one.
You said everything that needed a wash, right? I topped up my fluids before activating and spilled some lubricant on that. Lubricants? Don't worry, I'm practically overflowing with fluids now. So are you ready to start? Start? Start what? The laundry machine. Oh, right. Can you hand me the rest of the clothes in the basket? Of course, ma'am. It's fine. It's just a robot. No different than any other household appliance like a vacuum or a toaster. And you see those things naked all the time. What's wrong with me? And why is she so anatomically correct? Although, this does remind me of my college days. Just a house full of sorority girls. Emily Lesbian Plus One. Huh. We got lesbian points. Darn it. This load was supposed to be finished ages ago. I think we need a new dryer. Dryer, my first job was programming binary heat exchangers. Very similar to your dryers in most respects. Can you fix it? It appears to have an obsolete operating system. I'll link it to my OS for direct control. Beep, boop, beep. There you are, ma'am. Try it now. I don't see how pushing a few buttons could do any. Oh my, it's very loud. This dryer is now running at optimal performance. Is it supposed to be shaking that violently? Don't worry, it's perfectly safe. Go ahead, touch it and see. Well, all right. Like I said, optimal performance. Would you like me to get started on the next load? No, I'll take it from here. Of course, ma'am. Back in the room. Alexa. Or rather you say, Alexa. Hello, Grim.
You're naked.
Yes.
Did my teacher see you naked?
Yes.
Wasn't she furious?
Honestly, she didn't seem to mind.
Oh, okay then.
Is everything okay, Grim?
You seem nervous. Well, I was just a little concerned that your, nakedness, might make some people around the house uncomfortable.
Oh, really? Because the last thing I want to do is make you feel uncomfortable.
Nope.
Grim!
Sam?
Grim, there's a wicked noise coming from the laundry room. I think teacher is trying to get the dryer working or something. Did you... Whoa!
Sam, you've met Alexa.
I knew it. Couldn't find a girl, so you got a blow-up doll.
No, it's not like that.
So why is she naked? That is not a blow-up doll. My goodness, you're a feisty little thing, aren't you?
Oh, jeez.
Look, I'm not that interested in making friends with my study buddy's equivalent of a special sock. But Grim can barely control himself around fully dressed women. So can you go to my room and put some damn clothes on? You are so sweet. I'll be right back. It's down the hall on your right. You are never going to leave your room again.
I will so. I still have to go to prom.
Well, I don't want to see any weird shit, okay?
What do you mean?
I'm not an idiot. I know what these Amazon bots can do. So just keep it quiet in here. St- Study buddies and tutors are not supposed to know this kind of stuff about each other.
You got it.
I found something. Much better. Why the hell did you pick that?
You had that in your closet, Sam?
I have other tank tops and shorts in there. I just like the look of this. I'm sure it doesn't look as short on you, Sam. The point was to cover you up. I can still see everything.
So when do you wear that outfit, Sam?
You give me that back right now. But then I would be naked and in contradiction of your previous request to put some damn clothes on. Ugh! I'll just give you what I'm wearing. Now take it off. Of course!
Oh my gosh, is this actually happening?
There, does that satisfy your damn programming? All sorted out. I'm putting this back in my room.
Yeah, except Sam seems pretty mad.
Hey, and another thing. No one goes in my room from now on, got it?
Yeah, sorry, Tutor.
That goes for you and your little sex bot here. Understood.
Wow, Sam.
This is so fucked up. Well, I better go charge up. We have a big week of calibration ahead of us.
Yeah, okay.
Shortly after, I'm sure Sam will warm up to Alexa. Emily seems to be fine with her. I'm sure it's all gonna work out.
Nah.
Boop beep! Is something troubling you, Grim?
Well, it's about Sarah. I just really blew it today with her.
I'm sorry to hear that, but there are plenty of fish in the sea. So to speak, fish populations are in a cataclysmic decline.
It's just that Sarah is different. Well, was different.
How do you mean, Grim?
Sarah and I were friends when we were little. We even hung out We even hung out when we got to high school. Here, look at this picture of us.
She used to be kind of geeky, too. Whoa, nerd alert!
We were lab partners in every science class. We even won the school science fair in our freshman year.
That must have been a hell of a model volcano.
She's super smart and liked all the same dorky stuff I liked.
Sounds like a nerd power couple.
But just before the end of sophomore year, she made the cheer squad.
That's great, right?
She tried out every year but never made the cut. But they finally gave her a shot. And that's when she met Ashley.
Whoa, babe alert!
Wow, yeah, she is pretty damn hot.
Can you stop with the alerts?
Notifications can be changed in my settings menu.
Anyway,
it's not like Sarah cut me out or gave me the cold shoulder, but Ashley was heck bent on becoming queen of our school and wouldn't hang around with nerds like me.
I guess I didn't try to hang out with Sarah much after that. I didn't want people to think she was still a dork. I just thought maybe we would have a good time at prom together, that's all.
Cheer up, Grim. There's plenty of time to sort this all out. Once I'm fully calibrated, we can find you a prom date for sure.
You really think so?
I'm programmed to think so.
Gee, thanks, Alexa.
I feel better already. Maybe I'll see if Steve's online for some Kino Der...
Hold on. Try that again.
Gee.
Hold on. I did that wrong, guys.
It's like...
Gee, thanks, Alexa. I feel better already. Maybe I'll see if Steve's online for some Kino Der Tolton.
Hey, Grim.
Wanna play zombies?
Theater of the Dead, you know it.
Sometime later.
I might look into getting another monitor.
You already have, like, a bigger monitor than I have. Like, I'm using my flat screen, and that thing is still bigger.
Incoming video call.
Grim! Hey, Melvin.
So, how is she?
Fine, I guess. Fine? She's been a little in complications. Apparently she needs extensive calibration. Did yours need anything like that?
Just a few minutes of setup. They're supposed to be ready to go out of the box. Certainly didn't take me a week to get her running.
I guess Alexa is just a little different. Oh, wow. You okay there, Melvin?
Oh, yeah.
We're doing just fine over here. Aw, man. Seriously? Hey, I told you to stay low.
It's not my fault you called right in the middle of my Lex time.
You called me. Oh, yeah. I'm really not comfortable talking to you while...
Whoa! Good lord, he's being motorboated.
Holy cow! What? Melvin, I can't understand with your sex bot. I can't understand you with your sex bot's boobies in your face. Sorry, Grim. Sorry, Grim. I was saying you really gotta get your bot fully operational. I know. I'm trying.
Oh, when you calibrate her, just make sure you...
What? Whatever. I've seen enough of this.
Voice call ended.
If Alexa's gonna help me get a date for prom, I have to get her online quick. For now, I better get some sleep.
5 days until the prom. Day two, and we're done with Sex Spot for tonight. Whew, those voices, they do a lot.
I have to sound like Poindexter for a little bit, you know? It's a little bit much.
Reminds me of the old high school college movies.